Well, I'm joining the trend and just playing Queen songs all the time, Melissa. What do you think? Just Queen all the time.
I'm
you know
into
me.
It.
You've shared an office with me. You know
yeah,
how much
I... Yeah, it was all Queen all the time, every day.
It was a lot
or
of Queen.
Some yacht rock.
A lot of yacht rock, a lot of Queen. Melissa Griffiths is here with me to talk about mudrooms and... Melissa, 8 years of mudrooms going on here now? Is that right?
Yeah, we're in our eighth season.
That's amazing.
It's really exciting. So,
yeah, so this theme, this time around, so everyone gets the idea is that it was always 7, 7, and 7, right? $7 at 7 p.m. on the 7th.
No, not on the 7th.
Why not?
It's changed over
7 p.m.?
We can't make people commit. It is 7 p.m. Okay. It's 7 speakers, and the stories are 7 minutes long.
That's it. Okay.
Don't listen to Andy about
Don't
dates.
Listen to
he
me.
Doesn't know what he's talking about.
But this is coming up on the 13th, Tuesday, on the 13th. And the theme is In the Dark. There's always different themes every time around. It's sort of a loose idea of the theme, right? It kind of gives people a starting point or gives them inspiration about where to go.
We try to pick themes that people can interpret in different ways so that we can have a variety of stories, and I think it's always amusing to see how people interpret a theme. Sometimes it can be really literal, and sometimes people surprise you with where their brain takes you, and it's always great.
Yeah, and the themes, who comes up with the themes? How does that work?
So the storyboard comes up with themes. We have a meeting, and we just sort of come up with ideas and then vote on them. We Thunderdome it. Try to battle it out to see how it works out. And that's how we end up with these fabulous themes that so inspire everybody.
And In the Dark is the theme this time around. So and who are the speakers? Do you know yet?
Yeah, we have all of our speakers lined up for November. In the Dark, we have Peter Nakamura, Eric Orovsky, Peter Metcalf, Erica Partlow-Smith, Heather Ridgway, Emily Ferry, and Aaron Walker-Tolles. And then we have, for music, we have Luke Weld.
Luke Weld, a really good keyboardist and very cool. So this has been going on for 8 years, and the idea behind it was to obviously give a forum for storytellers and give that kind of forum for people in a way that's sort of, you're performing in front of an audience, but it's low pressure, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like about anything other than just everyone there is kind of wanting to everyone to do their best.
Yeah.
Right.
So the great thing about it is when we talk about giving a platform for storytellers, the idea there is that anybody and everybody is a storyteller and has a story to tell. And we actually additionally sometimes have little workshops where you can learn how to tell a story better. So if you're nervous about getting up on stage and sharing your story, we can help out. And Tom Cosgrove, who's on our storyboard, is willing to work with any storyteller. And it's helpful even for people who tell stories all the time. I got coaching from Tom, and it was really helpful.
How does that go about? How does that work if someone's thinking, oh, that would be great? Is there times when they meet, or how does that go?
So if you're interested in telling a story and you sign up, then Tom will contact you, and he'll ask you if you want to meet and work through your story. And he'll meet you wherever you want. I met with him at Northern Light United Church, which is the venue where we actually have the event.
Well, that's probably pretty good, right? Because then you kind of get into the room a little.
It's a little bit lower pressure because you're just, we just met in like a small room and then went over the story. And he gave me feedback about, hey, you know, this would make it easier to understand or, you know, definitely play this up because that's hilarious.
Yeah, great. That's great. So, In the Dark, do you have any stories about In the Dark?
I do have one story about In the Dark, and it's on the literal end of things. So I think I must have been just out of high school, and my friend Megan and I got invited to a party. And I was never really a big partier. I wasn't that cool. so we were really excited.
Yep.
So we were really excited. We're going to go to this party. And so we got the instructions for how to get there. And so we drive out. And so I grew up in Central Oregon. And we drove out kind of into the middle of nowhere. And we found some cars, but we didn't see any people. We didn't see any fire. And then we just started hearing noise. And we realized that they were in a cave. that people were partying in a cave, and so there was like a hole, and you could look
weird.
Down, and people
are just in a cave.
Maybe they
partying.
just going back to our Neanderthal roots.
Yes, back to the roots.
So they had built a fire and were in this, and you could see it in a hole in the ground. But in order to actually access it, you had to go around this other way. And not anticipating partying in a cave, Megan and I didn't have flashlights, and we were also wearing impractical shoes. I was wearing flip flops. So this was in, I want to say, not the earliest phases of cell phone use, but early enough Nokia brick era. And
yeah. 5120? Was it the 5120?
Maybe.
Oh, that's a classic.
It's very sturdy. I'm sure
yes.
It still works.
Yes. Could be used as a weapon. Yes.
It works probably better as a weapon than it does as a flashlight because it had just that like light green glow.
Right, yeah.
So we're wearing flip-flops and carrying a Nokia phone with a green glow just wandering through this cave to reach the party. And the light keeps going off, so you have to keep hitting a button so it turns on again, and somehow it just slips through my fingers and then and falls into a crevice.
Could you see it? Down there in the crevice? It was
a deep,
dark
crevice.
I
think it was like I was about to redo the light, hit a button so it went on again. But no, at that exact time when there was no light, it just falls into a crevice in a cave. And so my friend Megan, I was like, Megan, call my phone and see if... But you know what? You don't really get great service in a cave.
Right. So you didn't get to call it and see it way like 200
no, so
feet down
like
in a crevice.
See.
Sadly ringing.
Sorry. And I wasn't about to reach my hand down that crevice
No, get a pull out a bat. Yeah.
So that's a story of
and
being
so you're stuck
in the dark.
In a cave, in the dark, in flip-flops
in
with your friend. And then...
So then we just sort of like hands against the wall, also ill-advised probably. We blindly make our way inside. And at the exact time that we make it into the party, people announce that...
Party's over.
They ran out of beer. So they were all going to Bart's house.
Bart.
Somebody named Bart, yeah. Megan and I just went back to her house and went back to our more innocent forms of amusement because...
Never went to another high school party again.
No
Learned
way.
Learned your lesson.
So, lesson kids, don't party. Definitely don't party in caves. And bring a real
flip-flops.
Flashlight.
Yeah, don't wear flip-flops if you've got to go to a cave party.
Learned so many lessons from me. That would be my in-the-dark story if I were telling it on Tuesday, but we have probably much better stories.
And then over the course of 8 years, this is all done for different... You guys choose a different charity every year, right?
We actually work with nonprofit partners. We've actually switched between three each season. So we have one recipient who receives one event's worth of profits. And so that's usually a small project. And then we'll switch it up. So right now we are benefiting Family Promise of Juneau, and they provide services to families experiencing homelessness. And later on in the year, our one-off event in January, we will be raising money for Northern Light United Church for their new elevator. And Northern Light United Church has been our host for a number of years now, once we outgrew some of the other locations we were at. And then later on in the year, we are donating to NAMI Juneau.
Oh, very good.
I think it was maybe just last event, we made a real milestone, and you, all of our Mudrooms attendees, have helped us to raise more than $100,000.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
The power of
$100,000 is a lot.
People gathering to listen to stories and contribute that little bit of money every time, and now it's $100,000.
$7 each really adds up.
It's really wonderful work that the folks at Mudrooms have done to raise that money, it's awesome that it continues going on. Thanks for being a part of it, Melissa, and thanks for your story about getting your vulnerable story about getting lost at a high school party in a cave.
You know
flip-flops.
What my hobby is now? It's being on the mudroom storyboard, and I've not once lost a cell phone doing it.
It's much safer.
So much safer.
So mudrooms is happening next Tuesday, November 13th. You want to tell the details of folks that want to go see it?
Yeah. So Tuesday the 13th at Northern Light United Church. It's at 7 p.m. It's $7 to get in. You can pay with cash or a check. And we also, you can buy coffee from Copa or cookies from the Rookery. And your $7 and your presence will support Family Promise of Juneau.
Sounds great. Melissa Griffiths from Mudrooms, thanks so much for coming on in and letting us know what's going on. It's in the dark and it's happening next Tuesday.
Yeah, and if you want any more information or if you want to sign up, we're still looking for one more speaker in December and then a few more for January. So December's theme is family fun. We all have a story for that. And January is time and tide.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can sign up or learn more at mudrooms.org.
Sounds great. Melissa, thanks so much.
Thanks, Andy.
All right.